Time now for StoryCorps and a conversation about life after jail. In 2012, Jamal Faizan was a college student home on break. One night, he was part of a group that tried to steal a phone and a tablet from a subway passenger. Jamal spent 8 months in jail at New York's Rikers Island for the crime. At StoryCorps, he told his uncle, Bourne Blackwell, about the night he got out.
On the bus ride, leaving Rikers, I was scared. I remember feeling this tremendous weight of fear of what my life would be like. Can I go back to school? What are my options?
What did you really want to do?
I wanted to get off that bus. But when I got off, there was no one there to pick me up. And I remember just riding the train until I felt like it was a decent hour to come to your house. And I didn't realize what was going to be the fallout from this. It doesn't just affect jobs that I can't get. It affects every aspect of my life. I have a son now, and he's going to be 3 in September. And I'm scared every single day that he's going to grow up to be embarrassed to me.
And what do you think it'll take to improve the situation?
It's nothing that can. I feel like my criminal record is written all over me. And no matter how much you shine it up, at the end of the day, I'm a 25-year-old convicted felon.
I feel where you're coming from. But no matter what the label is, we make mistakes. We pay for our mistakes. And when y'all committed that crime, as mad as I was just hoping things would get right again, where y'all could get that second chance.
How do you think our relationship changed after I got incarcerated?
I still feel the same way. I still got love for you, of course. I'm always there if you need anything, because you could have spiraled down easily. And I just felt in my mind, somebody's got to be there for him. Just like I would hope somebody would be there for me.
There's no words that exist to explain how thankful I am for you being there, Uncle Bourne, and not choosing to walk away. It meant the world to me. And it still does.
That's Jamal Faizan with his uncle Bourne Blackwell at StoryCorps in New York City. Today, Jamal works for the Osborne Association. It's a nonprofit that helps people get on their feet after they're released from jail or prison. This conversation is archived at the Library of Congress and featured on the StoryCorps podcast.